Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at phrasal verbs with double meanings. Now, phrasal verbs are probably one of the most difficult things to master, to fully learn in English. I would say that pronunciation is one thing which is very, very difficult. Phrasal verbs, another, which many students find very difficult because there's so many. I'm sure you know, I'm sure you've studied quite a lot of them. Not only are there lots and lots of phrasal verbs, but often one phrasal verb means more than one thing, which just makes it more complicated. Today we're going to look at five phrasal verbs with double meanings. And I've chosen five phrasal verbs that I think are very, very useful, that I use, certainly I use them, and I think that you will use them in your daily life when you're speaking English as well. So let's start with this phrasal verb, get on, to get on. And the two meanings we're going to look at, the first one is to have a good relationship with someone, to get on with someone. For example, if I have a good relationship with my sister, I would say, I get on with my sister, or I get on well with my sister. When we use this phrasal verb, we can say to get on or to get on well. We can't say to get on badly with someone, because get on means to have a good relationship. So if you don't get on with someone, well, that's what you say. I don't get on with my boss, for example. The other meaning of get on is to enter public transport. Specifically public transport. With private transport, we would say get in the car, for example, get in the taxi. But for public transport, such as a bus or a train or a coach, you would say get on. For example, I got on the bus near the library. Okay, the next phrasal verb is make up, to make up. And the first meaning is to become friends with somebody after a fight or an argument, a disagreement. For example, they had a big fight, but thankfully they made up the next day. The second definition is to invent a story or a lie. For example, she often made up stories about dragons to tell her kids before they went to bed. To make up a story, to make up a lie, maybe an actor, if he forgets his lines when he's performing a play, for example, he might say, oh, I forgot my lines, but I made them up. I just made them up. I improvised. I invented them. On to the third phrasal verb, which is do up. Do up. And the first meaning is to tie or to fasten clothes. For example, your shoelaces or a jacket. So you could say, do up your shoes before you leave the house. Otherwise, you'll trip. Do up your shoes or do up your jacket. The second meaning is to renovate. For example, to renovate a room in your house, like the living room or the kitchen. We've decided to do up our kitchen as it's really old. To do up, to renovate. Okay, on to the fourth one, which is set off, to set off. And the first meaning is to start a long journey, specifically a long journey. You would not use this for just a short walk, for example, or a trip to the supermarket. You would use this maybe when you are traveling a long distance. Maybe you're going on holiday, you need to take a train, you need to take a flight, maybe. So the phrasal verb is set off. What time do you want to set off in the morning? What time do you want to start the journey? What time do you want to set off? The second meaning of set off is to cause an alarm to sound. To set off an alarm. For example, she set off the alarm when she walked out of the shop without paying. And the fifth and final phrasal verb is to give up. Now be careful, because this phrasal verb has two meanings which are very similar but not exactly the same. The difference is very subtle. Let's have a look. So the first one is to stop doing something that you usually do. For example, the most common example is to give up smoking. I've given up smoking. You could give up meat, for example. You could give up chocolate. It's to stop doing something that you usually do. The second meaning is also stopping, but there is a difference. It's when you stop because you cannot do it. You admit that you cannot do it. For example, I tried to fix the computer, but in the end, I gave up and took it to the repair shop. I gave up. I admitted I could not do it, and I stopped. Slightly different meaning between those two phrasal verbs. Okay, so there you have five phrasal verbs with double meanings. So hopefully you will start using these in your daily life and understanding how they are used when you hear someone say them. That's all for today's podcast. And remember, if you're interested in taking English classes online with me, you can find all the information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. That's learnenglishwithben.com. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you for another podcast next time.